brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I haven't even gotten all the top stories on Infowars.com yet, and I'll do that some with David Icke covering the waterfront coming up here, but every week we get more local news reports just where it leaks out where the military is training with police to take on gun owners, veterans, and billing them as terrorists in the drills where they shoot, blow up schools, release bioweapons because, quote, they're mad about the Second Amendment being repealed. And there are going to be a lot of people. I'll imagine it's going to be about 5% at first that refuse to turn their guns in openly. Most people will just quietly won't do it. I'd say half. Then they're going to start persecuting gun owners, as they're already doing, and then a civil war is going to break out, and that's what the globalists have already scripted and prepared, like a PR rollout, and I mean, no one should want to be part of this. This is horrible, but they've got to do this to cover up the economic collapse they've engineered so they don't get in trouble. This is a plan, folks, and we're just getting so close to it. Garrett in Austin, military, to give us your take on this. What's your take on it?
Wow, Alex, great to talk to you. Been trying to get a hold of you for some time. First off, a little background information on me. I served in security forces guarding nuclear assets in Bremerton, Washington, up in the Pacific Northwest. One quick note, once I got out, the base commander there, the leading officer of the base, got taken out and fired for alleged forgery charges. I didn't think much of it at the time, but now you see this huge purge in the all the nuclear programs of all the leading officers over the across the board. It kind of made me think about it.
No, this is this is a purge of the military by the Obamanoids and Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan that run the country.
Well, and, you know, my take on what's going to happen, to be perfectly honest with you, I'm thinking it's going to be a lot like Egypt. If you're anybody who's in the military or has been in the military, they see that it works literally like a communist country. If you live on base, all the houses are lined up. They all look the same. They come check your rooms anytime they want. They come make sure you're always doing what you're supposed to, making sure you eat your meals every day. Before you go on vacation, you have to go to what's called a safety stand down. It's you go to the auditorium. They have to teach you about chainsaw safety, about boat safety, about barbecue safety. It's the craziest thing ever, and it's the reason they want the military to take over once the civil war breaks out, in which they're going to do exactly like they've done in Egypt and Syria and plant different al-Qaeda-linked groups or any other terrorist organizations. They probably have paid contractors that they'll send in to work and act as if they're the rebels and do atrocities and then have the military take over. Everybody that's in the military has been trained to respect authority, brainwashed. And those of them who've gotten out that are veterans, that's why they're demonized today, because they're either going to be completely compartmentalized and ruled by that authoritarian mindset that they've been brainwashed to think, or they're going to be completely against it like me and have their eyes open to how evil it is and be completely willing to fight back and know how the system works, and that's why they're the greatest enemy out there right now. And but, you know, all the people that are in the military, they're already trained to respect the authority to, you know, they've already been trained. I give up my constitutional right when I sign that paper, and because I signed this contract, I have nothing I can do.
And now the cops are saying, hey, you have no right to not be in a checkpoint or have a search your house. Everything's a privilege. Guns are a privilege. Driving's a privilege. They believe it. And, man, I mean, every cartoon I see, movies, they're demonizing the resistance. I mean, this is it. And, folks, I'm not here trying to scare you. We got a chance to beat these people. What they're trying is outrageous. Go ahead.
I just wanted to quickly add, I got out of the military because I admit that I was a lot of us were smoking what's called spice. I'm sure you've heard of it. I would never do it again, never. You know, we were just really depressed. We hated our lives there. But there was a lot of drug activity going on that base. Well, they came into my room in the middle of the night, took me and confined me in the brig for 2 months without charging me with anything.
Well, yeah, and they also give the troops drugs, the prescription to prime the pump. That way they get a record on you and a way to destroy you. Everything is about institutionalizing us, domesticating us, breaking us. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Is being looted. The populations are being poisoned via genetically engineered foods, chemicals that are added to the water. And the television, the mainline dinosaur television, is literally weaponized media there to destroy individualism, destroy families. And that's their own stated goal. Obama, hanging out with the French president, says, I can do whatever I want. I'm basically a dictator. That's a new video we played three times in the last hour. Obama says he can implement any part of law he wants outside of law. And the same thing is being done all over the world. In Europe, the top socialists are tax exempt and put their money in Swiss bank accounts. They even get caught and don't get in trouble. There is a racing of tyranny taking place right now. And meanwhile, in the United States, they're reporting in Fox News, thought police. See how radical even mainline media is getting? Because radical things are happening. Firms must swear Obamacare not a factor in firings. And Obama exempts his friends and big corporations from it, but not families. A tax to the big insurance companies to bring in government-run death care. All over the place, we are seeing unbelievable, bizarro-level tyranny unfold. And in the Big Brother area, MBTA buses get live video technology. The CBS News is reporting out of Boston, feeding live video feeds back to Homeland Security. Remember when they said the cameras weren't for law enforcement? Your iPhone's watching you, your computer's tracking you, all the new appliances are tracking you. They're just rolling out a revolution. Virgin Atlantic, they have Google glasses watching you and recording everything you do on their flight attendants. They're just rolling out the control grid. Fingerprint and eye scanning drones to make deliveries in United Arab Emirates. It is simply incredible. And here's a few of the headlines at InfoWars.com. Then we go to David Icke for the balance of the hour. Video. Jihadist rebels in Syria, backed by NATO, strangle woman to death, blow up hundreds of churches. Go watch the video. See what the Peace Prize president supports. Government task forces cannot protect women from rape. True feminism is about arming women, not disarming them. Washington state legislation ending illegal drone surveillance gains bipartisan support. An exclusive report from our Washington State reporter, Mikhail Phelan. DOD gave order to destroy bin Laden death photos hours after Freedom of Information Act request. Cy Hurst says the raid never happened. It was staged. Yes, we know. See how it's all coming out? Video. Police shoot dog's family service dog outside 9-year-old's birthday party. 19 statistics about the drugging of America that are almost too crazy to believe. 20% of the public's now on drugs. Government-issued drugs. Now they want 50% on it. Crowdhammer on Obama employer mandate. This stuff is right out of a banana republic. That is just some of what's going on right now. But shifting gears, he's got a new book out. He's launched his own TV channel on mainline television in England. Truth is Rising. David Icke of DavidIcke.com joins us. Always thought-provoking. So much of what he said 20 years ago that I certainly laughed at, unfortunately, turned out to be true. He exposed people to the BBC that he said were having necrophilic sex with children they'd murdered and everything else, and it all came out a decade after he named names. I mean, it is unbelievable. And I just bite my tongue hoping that, you know, the rest of it doesn't turn out to be true. I'm just pinching myself. But David Icke joins us, one of the most controversial guests you can have on, and we're always honored to have him. I've had a chance to hang out with him over the years, get to know him. Just a really real guy. People ask, is David Icke for real? Yes, he's for real. Is he right about everything? I don't think any of us are right about everything because we see through rose-colored glasses, you know, the distortion of our senses in the time-space continuum. But so much is happening. The Great Awakening is happening that he said 20 years ago he thought would begin around 2014 through 2016, 2017. And it's evils rising, but for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. So much is going on. The global collapse is being engineered as the New World Order poses the saviors. They're all over the news, adding deadly chemicals to everything on purpose to brain damages. Their own documents are public by the White House science czar, John P. Holdren, in his own book, Ecoscience. DNA results for the Nephilim skulls, mainstream news. They've tested those weird Peruvian skulls and say it's a new form of humans. I mean, this is all just getting insane. And more is going to happen. More and more is going to be revealed. And people are going to get deeper into the matrix and lies and false reality at the same time as others become more awakened. I agree with David Icke on that. So, David, give us the big picture of where you think we are, what you think the top stories are right now, and what you think is coming. And then we'll cover the waterfront with a whole bunch of news. David, thanks for coming on with us.
No problem, mate. Hey, it's been a while, isn't it? Bilderberg, wasn't it? In Watford, the last time we met. And first of all, congratulations. The big 4-0, eh?
That's right. I'm 40 today. It's strange you're on my birthday, David. Thanks for coming on.
There you go. Well, I'm 62, so you know, you're a whippersnapper, mate. I think, you know, we are reaching the point now. We've reached the point where so many strands of this are coming together. And if you connect the dots between the strands, it's challenging us to open our minds to things that we would have dismissed by reflex action not so long ago. I've been saying for 2 decades that the rabbit hole is so deep that if we're only looking at things like banking scams and engineered wars and engineered terrorist attacks, etc., which is very, very important to expose, but we're still walking around the edge of the rabbit hole. This is so deep. And we have to, I would suggest, open our minds to the fact that there are forces at work in the unseen, which Christians call demons, which Islamic believers call jinn, which other people call archons, other people call flyers in Central America, the shaman. There is an unseen force manipulating this. And the idea is to put humans into such a low state of consciousness and awareness that the manipulating force becomes the one-eyed man in the land of the
blind. So they basically want us to be robots. David, I love seeing your huge newsroom back there, but unfortunately your omnidirectional mic is picking up everything they're saying. I want to hear what you have to say. Can somebody shut that door?
I'll do that.
Thanks a lot, brother. All right, good. I do like the shot, though, but seeing when we went on air, the noise volume went up. So
yeah.
Looks like you got an anthill of liberty lovers in there running around getting stuff done. Please continue, David. So they want to turn us into robots, basically.
Yeah. And, go ahead. They want to put us in a smaller perception, a bubble, than the manipulating forces in. Like I say, in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. And you know, in terms of things going on now, fundamental to pushing that further on is transhumanism. The idea is to sell us the belief that we can be enhanced by technological additions to the body. And this, Alex, we've talked about this over the years. This is bringing to like what I've said about the human body all these years, that it's a biological computer. And because it's a biological computer, it can be connected and can interact with other forms of computer software, i.e. technological computers. You see, what you've got, there was a story this week in Britain about the invention of an artificial hand, which for the first time gave the person the ability to feel things, to feel texture, to feel the softness of something that had never been done before. They could move it and pick things up before, but they could never feel things. And it's a real simple process in theme. There are electrical signals passing around the brain, and there are electrical signals that pass around the technology.
It's electrochemical, and the brain has no firewall.
Basically, what they're doing is making those two forms of energetic information talk to each other. And that, so the hand talks to the brain that way, and therefore the brain can decode the feeling of texture and touch. So what we're looking at then with transhumanism is putting in various technological bits of kit and stuff, and connected it to the human body, the biological computer. And it's being sold, like I say, as a great step forward to beyond human, the amazing things that humans can do. That's the sell. Because whenever you are selling something, whatever it is, the mobile phone technology connected to the smart meter technology, connected to the smart television technology, whenever you are selling something that's real bad for the target population, you have to sell it as a benefit. Otherwise, people are going, not having that, you've got to sell.
Oh, Virgin Atlantic has Google glasses. Oh, my refrigerator talks to my smart meter. Oh, it's all so wonderful.
This is the thing. And so what the real agenda is not enhancing human beings. They don't want greater potential for human beings. They want to suppress human beings. It's to create a situation where the technology is talking to the brain and telling the brain what to think and what...
And they sell it as enhancement. It's not that the technology itself would be bad. It's that the people running it, deploying it, rolling it out have made it a Trojan horse openly to dehumanize us.
Yeah, that's why, you know, my new book's called The Perception Deception, because that's what it all is. You know, we can talk about conspiracies involving banking and all these other things that we talk about, quite rightly. But you take this whole conspiracy, Alex, down to its base.
It is the Matrix. Stay there. I want to come back and talk about the book and what's at the bottom of the rabbit hole here with this whole perception deception. And that's it. They're trying to insert us into a false system. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Do you know about the NSA loophole? Or maybe you think your law-abiding ways are too boring for them to care about you. Tell that to the Virginia farmer who was audited by the IRS because of her Tea Party activities. Or the Texas man who woke up to a SWAT team raid because of online comments he had made about his gun collection. No, God-fearing Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Learn how to drop off the government's radar and get off the grid at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost.
Everybody does know now that we live in a technocracy. The globalists call themselves technocrats. I've been calling them that for at least 18 years, reading their own deep literature. Now they're public about it. And David Icke always talked about the emergence point when the agenda gets too big and too open to deny. They go, oh, it is real, and if you don't like it, you're a terrorist. There is a world government. There is global taxes. We are going to put chips in your brain. And if you don't take them, you'll be like a bug we're going to step on, a.k.a. Ray Kurzweil. And then you see doctors saying under 2-year-olds should not have any screen time. It's brain damaging them. It's lowering IQ. Language is shrinking. Parents unaware of dangers faced by children on smartphones. BBC. This is the reality, ladies and gentlemen. And the drugging of the public and the chemicals, it's an undoubted, aggressive, evil, criminal agenda. And David Icke joined us. He was getting to the key point there. And he's been talking about this 20 years, folks, saying they wanted to hack the brain, create a false neural system, take over. Now, people say, well, he says it's entities in another dimension doing this. That sounds crazy. What does every culture say? Regardless of whether those entities are real or not, or that's some archetypal manifestation through people, I've been to Bohemian Grove. I've covered Skull and Bones. I know elitists. I grew up in the richest county in Texas where all the rich people were basically devil worshippers. We had to leave the town because of it. Okay? I mean, it was unbelievable. The stuff they tried to induct me into. I've seen stuff by the time I was 14 that most people never even imagined. And I can see it was all part of my life, part of a journey to know this stuff's real. The police stealing drugs, you name it. This is your short segment, long segment coming up. I'm ranting, David. It's just that regardless, the elites do believe they're getting power from these entities. Go ahead.
Well, they are. I mean, you know, they're sick. And in terms of wisdom, they are without wisdom because cleverness and wisdom are not the same thing. Cleverness is a very much lower level of ability, of intelligence. But they're not in that cleverness area. They're not stupid in that sense. So they're not going to be all these centuries and right to the present day. They're not going to be worshipping something that is not there. But the whole point of which pulls all the strands together is the perception deception, because that is the crucial foundation. If you've got a target population of billions and you are, compared with that, a tiny cabal and the core of it hidden in the shadows, then you can't control that population physically. In total, you can start to get there the more you bring the population under mental control through drugs and various other means, like the transhumanist technology we'll come to. But we're not quite there yet. We're not there yet. So they still have a situation where they have to control a target population. And the only way you can do it is by manipulating their perception of self, of the world, of world events, of authority, so that that perception will suit your agenda for global control. And from perception comes what? Behavior and response, or in this world we live in, lack of response to what is going on. So you look at the education system, Alex, from this perspective, and it's a crucial part of the perception deception. Because, you know, you've got children increasingly from the earliest ages. I mean, you come out of the womb, Alex, and within, what, 3 years now? Suddenly you're in a school, which are nothing more than prisons now, and you're having an authority figure telling you what's right, what's wrong, what's possible and impossible, what you can do, what you can't do, when you can go, when you can't go. And more power is being given to school authorities and taken away from parents. And that's a massive perception-deception element, because you then have control at least 5 days a week of that child and young person and students' information that they receive, basically. And what you're doing through a rigged curriculum with rigged versions of everything is that you are programming them to see themselves and the world and authority in the way that suits you. All this stuff now with the cameras, with the technology to get your dinner. You have to give a fingerprint technology. All these things. All police in schools, for goodness sake.
Stay there. 18-minute segment coming up, David. I'm going to come right back to you out of break. David Icke, DavidIcke.com. I want to read his new book, because this is it. This is a war against reality, a war against consciousness, a war against free will, a war on perception to insert us in an artificial habitat kill grid.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
InfoWars.com.
Alex Jones and the GCN
Radio
Network.
Follow us on Twitter. Real Alex Jones. PrisonPlanet.tv. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're living on the edge. Living on the edge of incredible human empowerment, or absolute new dark age, the technotronic hellhole of Zbigniew Brzezinski and the New World Order. We're going right back to David Icke, and I'm going to try to shut up and give him the floor because he's a busy guy and it's hard to get him on, and I wanted to break down the perception deception, his new book, because we're all in this together. This is so serious. Briefly, everybody needs to be self-sufficient with gardens, buy local. The biggest thing you can do is go to mypatriotsupply.com/Alex. Non-GMO, organic, high-quality, storable food, what I choose for myself and my family, the highest quality, the best sponsor that we could possibly get with storable food. Very proud to have them. Top quality, top-rated customer service, mypatriotsupply.com/Alex. Brought you this hour, 866-229-0927. You need to be self-sufficient, and this stuff lasts 25 years, so it's good to have it in case of an emergency. Also, it's all about not being disarmed. The globalists are doing everything they can to disarm the United States while they have an arms build up against us. And I get peace and not being offensive. I'm not an offensive guy. But the fact that we have guns is a real checkmate against their system. And the Molon Labe Greek 300 come and take it maxim that was then used again in Texas in 1836 when the Mexican government dictator came to take the guns. They said Molon Labe, come and take it. We have put it out with the Greek Spartan helmet with two M4s crossed with the victory wreath around it. It says Molon Labe, come and take it, and under it, InfoWars. On the back, it has in the Greek letters, InfoWars. This is the way to spread the word, meat-minded people, and your purchase supports this broadcast. I think this is probably the most handsome T-shirt we've ever put out. Now, we've got a gold-foiled women's shirt, that gets here next week. It isn't up on the site yet. But that, and it's formed, and oh, and by the way, it's all made in America. I should have added that point on this for you. So I think, my God, this is going to be our best seller ever. Your purchases support this TV system, this radio system, the filmmaking, the news sites, the 48 souls we got working on this operation. Our reporters in England, three of them. Our reporter in Washington State, the crew that's here. Our auxiliary reporters, Prison Planet .tv, the nightly news, all of it. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your Molon Labe. We've got a lot of the great come and take it shirts as well, but this is the new made in 1776 Molon Labe T-shirts, and they're the best I've ever seen because I love Molon Labe shirts. And so it took us months to come up with this design, and it is available at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get your Molon Labe shirt. It's an info war. They're bombarding us with their images. We bombard them with the truth, ladies and gentlemen, that we are seeing tyranny rising. All right, listen, I'm going to give you the floor, or I'm going to keep jumping in here. David Icke, we're getting into the suppression of human consciousness. The fact is they want to, IQs are going down from the fluoride, Harvard study. We know they want to suppress us. They teach Common Core. You were talking about the state all over the world saying, your kids belong to us, 2 + 2 = 5. They literally are like O'Brien in 1984 in the United States with Common Core, 2 + 2 = 5. A huge crime against the children, screwing up their brains. What is at the bottom of the rabbit hole?
Well, like I was saying before the break, the education system is crucial to the perception deception because you have young minds who can be molded day after day after day after day. And one of the great testaments to human consciousness in its greater form is the number of young people who've been through that system. So many have, and it's got them. But there's so many young people that have been through that system and have still seen the truth of what's going on. So that's incredibly encouraging. So you've got education. Well, what passes for it? I mean, Gandhi once said, or was asked what he thought of Western civilization. And he said, I think it would be a very good idea. And I think education would be a very good idea. That's not what we've got. It's a programming operation to turn young minds into little more than software programs that respond in the desired way to inputted data, i.e. situations that they face. But then going alongside that, the education system, parallel with it, of course, is the mainstream media, which you and I have been challenging for a long time. And the mainstream media is constantly supporting the version of self, the version of reality, the version of the world that education is pumping out. So now there are, if you like, stereo versions of this programming, which young people are receiving, and indeed people in general in terms of the media, are receiving all the time. And that is constantly telling them a version of events which simply isn't true, but if people buy it, their responses and their behavior will walk straight into the hands of the agenda for global control. So the media is doing that. Then you have, and you've mentioned one or two things, then you have the toxic assault on the human brain and the human genetic structure, most notably through genetically modified food, which is there simply to genetically modify us. Then you have things like growth hormones, which are given to cattle, which then cross over to humans. And so you have this big epidemic for that and other reasons of obesity, which again is taking people into a world that their bodies weren't meant to go into. I mean, just look back a few decades and see what it was like before. And then you've got the aspartame. Then you've got the fluoride in the water, which are both brain suppressants and brain rewirers. And you put all this together, plus pharmaceutical drugs, plus the vaccines that are not only deluging the human immune system in young children before it's even formed, it's also affecting people mentally and emotionally. That toxic the cocktail that we call vaccines. So you put all this together, and there's absolutely a war from multiple levels on human perception. And there's another one, and that is, you know, in the last 50 years, the radiation in our atmosphere at the level that we play out our lives has increased by millions of times. Some open-minded scientists have called it an experiment on human life without knowing the outcome. But the people in the core, in the shadows from which it is coming, they do know the outcome. And part of that outcome is to, and this is where we come into transhumanism, this is where we come into the internet to a large extent, plus additions to the internet that are planned and indeed are now being talked about. I'll get to one of them in a second. Because the human brainwave activity operates at a certain frequency band. If you can access that frequency band with information delivered electromagnetically and electrically, then you are putting thoughts and perceptions and beliefs, perceptions of reality into that system, and the person is having thoughts and feelings and coming to conclusions that they think are their own conclusions, but they're not. And anything that's got smart in front of it is part of that grid. Smart televisions, which can look at you. Smart phones, smart meters, smart grids. This is all part of it. And the idea is, I've been writing about this for years.
Smart growth.
Smart growth, smart cities, smart everything, smart cars. They're called
intelligent highways.
Yeah. So what's and of course the word smart is to give the underlying subconscious as well as conscious impression that this is the smart thing to do. This is the intelligent way to do it. There are benefits in this for you. There are not benefits for you. There is just control and suppression of your perception of reality and perception of the world. So you've got this. And for me, I've been writing about this for years. You know, the internet has fantastic benefits for getting this information out. I mean, you, me, and people like us would never have got the information out that we have to the number of people we have without the internet. But again, if you're going to sell a prison, then you've got to sell it as a beneficial thing. And up to this point, it has been. But as you know, and people following the story know, the idea is, and it's already unfolding in many, many different facets and faces, it's to take away the things that are beneficial for the internet, for people, the free flow of information.
That's right. They let it be free for a while, like a highway paid for by everybody's tax money. Then they hand it over to a toll road company. They're already starting with unified agenda worldwide to phase out the freedom.
Exactly. And so what's left when they do that, if we allow it, is the beneficial part of the internet for them. And that is as a massive mind programming, perception programming operation.
Spy grid.
Because for me, I mean, like I said, I've been saying this for years, what the internet is designed to be is an electronic collective mind for humanity. And this is where the transhumanism comes in. Because the idea of putting chips into people and other pieces of kit that connect us to the internet, and of course Google are at the forefront of all this stuff. Google's just the smiling face of DARPA at that level. Technological development arm of the Pentagon. That's why you have people like Regina Duggan, director of DARPA, moving to become an executive of Google. It's not brain science why that happened. They're expressions of each other. And so the idea is to connect us to the internet technologically so the internet becomes our collective.
And let me throw this in. They're on record poisoning the environment and wrecking our genetics so that we've got to merge with the machines and the new medical systems just to survive the total form of true enslavement. And then they're there posing as the saviors when they've created the problem. Somebody's got to do something about it, and then they're there to give the solution.
Yeah, problem, reaction, solution. This was in the British press this week, Alex. Headline, forget the internet, soon there will be the outernet. Company plans to beam free Wi-Fi to every person on Earth from space, was in the London Daily Mail. They're quoting an organization called Media Development Investment Fund in the United States, which is among its funders are the Open Society Foundations of George Soros. You know that man?
Oh, he likes us.
And what they're saying is they want to beam it from space, because they care about freedom of expression, you see, so they want to get over the restrictions in China and all this. They're such nice people. And give us internet.
They want to beam it into Russia, overthrow that, exactly.
Yeah. Now, what this is, I would suggest, and there'll be other things too, is another layer. Because when I talk about the internet, what I'm also talking about is the lower levels of the Earth's atmosphere where we interact and live our lives. They want to fill that with so much electromagnetic information broadcasting within the human brainwave and genetic frequency, that we are bombarded with basically a
frequency pollution, a jamming signal.
24/7 programming system. This is what smart meters are about. What are they doing? They're creating a Wi-Fi radiation field, yet another one. That's very kind, very sensible, thank you. Within every home and business, that's the idea with the smart grids. And people have said, and rightly too, that what they're doing is being able to see when you open your fridge, how many people's in your house, what room they're in, what
exactly
you're doing. Yes. But, you know, as they say on a motorbike, the throttle goes both ways. Well, so does Wi-Fi. You can get information from a location, and you can pick up that location.
No, that's on record. Let me expand on this. When I go to Big Bend, where I'd love to go live, but it's in the middle of nowhere, you know, down in south west Texas on the Mexican border, and there's nothing on that side of Mexico either. Your cell phones don't work. Literally, even though I'm at 9,000 feet or whatever, I feel 20 years younger. It's like heaven because there's no Wi-Fi. But now it's not going to matter. They're launching blimps and satellites that are going to blast everything. And there's all these people moving to the countrysides in Europe and worldwide, as you know, to get away from frequency pollution. Sorry, you're not going to get away from it. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, this is what our point I'll come to in a second about trying to run away. You're not trying to run away. We've got to run straight at these people. Because if you're trying to run away, you'll run away for a while, and then it'll catch you up. I mean, we've got to deal with it, for goodness sake. Don't run away from it. And so what is happening is that with the smart meters, that's another electromagnetic field, which is not only taking information from your home and business and delivering that to a central point. Information's coming the other way within the frequency of human brainwave activity, so it can feed you impressions, it can feed you perceptions, it can feed you thoughts and beliefs. That's the idea. And what Hollywood is doing, I mean, what are we talking about? A perception deception. Hollywood, my goodness, it's one of the great vehicles for it. You know, I've been 50-odd countries, everywhere you go.
That's where I wanted to go next, though. I want to stop you right there, because I've only got like 15 minutes, or 5 minutes of the next hour with you, Max. DavidIke.com joining us right now. Again, I'm Alex Jones. If you just tuned in, David, you know a lot of famous people. I know a lot of famous people. Most of them do not have the courage to go public. I mean, most big Hollywood stars, A-list, most big producers I know, 95% of them won't come on air. But a lot of them have come on air. And in Hollywood, it's not liberal or conservative. They're listening to you. They're listening to me. They're all awake. They hate the old shadowy producers, Sumner Redstone and others that won't let them tell the truth. There's a revolution going on in Hollywood, and I see it in the new Lego movie and the new Nut Job movie, anti-establishment, how they want to program us. And that's not propaganda. There's a war going on even in Hollywood. I mean, take Alice Walker of The Color Purple and all her big topics. Who's a listener of you, a listener of me. She promotes us, gets attacked. My point is that we're going to skip this network break, folks. We're going to skip another break. This is so important. David Icke, I'm saying we are on the edge of winning because this isn't fake. Almost everyone in Hollywood, I've now learned, is a listener of this show, and they talk about you as well. And I'm not on a power trip over that. This is the main enemy brainwashing base, and we, by the grace of the Creator and human consciousness and everything, and our listeners, we've not infiltrated them. They are in the programming system. They know the truth better than us. They're absolutely freaking out. The military's waking up because they're decompartmentalized with our information. This is incredible. So what do you want to say about that? Because I want to be clear. Hollywood is on the verge of a huge awakening and a revolution against the old guys that control it. David Icke.
Well, just take Hollywood. Take any aspect of this global spider's web, and Hollywood will fit the blueprint. You've got a very few people that call the shots, and you've got everyone else that dance to the shots that are called. What has happened, thanks to the internet up to this point and books and many other, you know, vehicles, is that yes, the compartmentalized structure is being decompartmentalized, because before there was no way that those in the compartmentalized structure could get access to information that only those they knew. So they were always in the dark. They were always a piece in a puzzle they didn't understand. They didn't realize there was a puzzle. They just knew their little piece, and they thought that was it. What has happened, because this information has circulated and circulated and circulated, and my goodness me, the number of people that are interested in it now is phenomenal compared with just a few years ago even. Those compartments are breaking down because people lower down in the structure are going, hold on a second, when they hear this information, that makes sense of what I'm doing every day. That makes sense of why I was asked to do this movie and do this scene and read this script. But what I would say, Alex, you know, is yes, people are waking up, but, you know, we can't just hold it at a point where we're waking up while still standing on the other side of the street, knowing more about what's happening and watching it with more understanding of the unfolding.
Yeah, it's kind of like being conscious while you're being roasted. It's almost worse if you don't reverse it.
We've got to cross the street and engage this, right? And there has to be a revolution of the many to refuse to acquiesce to the impositions of the few. And because, I mean, those people, I'll say to those people in Hollywood that are well off and have lots and lots of money, but are not part of this whole thing. They may be caught in it, but they're not part of it. I would say this to people in America and around the world who at the moment think that they're okay and they're well off or comfortable and it don't really affect them. Well, hold on. There are people now in tent cities in America and homeless in the streets in places like Britain who not long ago considered themselves to be middle class and had a nice house and a big mortgage at which they could at that time pay. It turns very quickly because the where we're heading is what I call the Hunger Games Society. And it's real simple. And my goodness me, can you not see it now? It's for less than 1% to control all wealth, land, water, food production, all of it, to have then a strata of uniformed programs, software programs called the police state, with no ability to process information, just to respond to orders. Psychopaths, sociopaths, narcissists, we're seeing them being recruited on a personality basis rather than an ability basis all the time. And under that, is supposed to be, is planned to be, everyone else in a slave masses with a major, massive culling as well, which are subordinate. And those slaves will be subject to microchips and other forms of...
Forced inoculations, it's already happening, 200-square-foot coffin apartments.
This is the point, Alex. When you realize and you know what's happening and you know where it's going, you read the world like an open book. This stuff now, you see these things where you swallow pills and have an edible microchip.
We told people that was coming.
Yep. Which then tell your mobile phone or your doctor's mobile phone when your next dose is due and if you've had it or not. That's all part of this process of forced drugging that this slave...
and they start it when you get allergy medicine over the counter. Are now swiping your card and telling you the state police are watching you. That's what the smart dust is about. The RFID, in their own words, a total enslavement grid. How do you think the fight against the spiders is going? How is the fight against the technocrats going?
Well, what I would say to everybody in Hollywood or elsewhere, we now have reached the point that pussyfooting around and doing a little bit and keeping your head down. Yeah, I'm watching Alex Jones show. I read that David Icke books, but I can't say anything because what about my career? Those days, ladies and gentlemen, are over if you have any desire to live in a world that even has a modicum of freedom. There's no more time for messing around and having it an add-on to your life. This is a time to stand up and be counted, to come out the big Hollywood names that are hiding in the shadows at the moment because they fear the consequences. I tell you what, the consequences of not dealing with this now are going to be far, far worse than...
Exactly.
Or not doing it, the consequences...
Well, David, people tell me all the time, they go, thank you for your courage. I would have to have blind, crazy courage to not fight this. I'm fighting it because I know how horrible it is where they're taking us. Just like you said, wait, I'm not doing this because I have courage. I'm doing this because I want to survive and have consciousness and freedom and free will for myself and humanity. I hate bondage. I hate these psychopaths. The whole royal group that you expose, it's all come out, and the dead bodies and the little kids and the BBC pedophile rings. I mean, my God. It isn't courage fighting these people. My very instinct says we need to absolutely rout them.
Yeah, the thing is, I mean, let's look at it. There was a point some time ago where this control grid was not what it is. The manipulation of perception was not as ingrained as it is becoming among large numbers of people who are not waking up. So as this moves on, more and more people who are not waking up become more and more programmed, more and more incapable of free thought and ever seeing what it is. So we can't wait until, because what happens, and I've talked about this before, is they push the gate. In other words, they'll push the agenda on. And if they don't meet resistance, then they'll walk through the gate to the next gate. And this is how it moves on. So we have to, when are we going to draw a line in the sand? When are people, just use this analogy for now, but an analogy for humanity. When are the people in Hollywood that understand some of what's going on, and indeed some of them a lot of what's going on, how long are you going to stay silent? Well, until there's a knock on the door, I mean, there won't be anyone around then. Come on, we have to get on with it now. And never, never in my 25 years nearly of doing this, never have there been more open minds to seeing this. People are opening their minds now to things they would have laughed and dismissed by reflex action before. This is a fantastic opportunity we're facing now. There was always a time when this was going to break the surface.
And we're here, we're alive now. David, do 5 more minutes with us. I know you got to go. I want you to tell us about your book and the TV network when we come back. Back in 60. Short break, folks. Stay with us.
This is
the Dr. Griffin Studio. Stay with us.
Communication.
It's my 40th birthday, spending it with David Icke. This is fun.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, My favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.